Hi there. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about three things that are destroying your confidence, therefore keeping you stuck and preventing you from moving forward. I know how hard it is to get past the negative thoughts and internal conversations. So today, I'm going to be sharing with you also three scriptures to restore your confidence so you can start moving again. Get your notebook and your pen. Girl, let's get started. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose and your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside of me and wish I had clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fear so you can move forward and live a life of purpose. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Let's get started. These are the three things that stopped me and made me feel insecure, intimidated, inadequate, and it just destroyed my confidence. I'm going to share these with you today, and I'm going to also share with you the three scriptures that help restore my confidence so I was able to move forward and walk out my purpose and my God-given calling. I'm sure and I pray that this bless you today. So the first thing is our thoughts. We don't think about that a lot. The way we think destroys our confidence. What do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked. We have the ability to accept or reject a thought. Every thought that passes through our mind, we do not have to take ownership of it. When we take ownership of it, we start to connect with it emotionally. From those emotions, it causes us to act a certain way. And from our actions, we get the results that we see. In a later podcast, I'm going to really go deep into thoughts and how powerful they are. But for now, I want to just share with you the first thing that is keeping you stuck. It's keeping you unmotivated. And that is thoughts. The first thing is the thought that is destroying your self-confidence. And scripture tells us that in Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, what is good and pleasing and perfect." The first thing is our thoughts. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We accept anything that comes to our mind. And what tears our confidence a lot is because a lot of negative thoughts come in play. I can't do this. And you think that you're too old. And that was my thing. I thought I was too old. I thought it was too late for me to start new. And I just kept thinking. And as you hear all the time, your thoughts turn into things. And it was just one downward spiral after another. You know, I thought this and I thought that. And it's just like, it was just destroying my confidence. You know, I don't have this. You know, I'm thinking I should have done better. I'm thinking I should have been further along in, you know, life or in my career than I am now, you know, at this age. And we just start thinking and we look at the world and we conform ourselves to the world without even trying. And we look outside of ourselves and we see situation and we start thinking, wow, if I woulda, coulda, shoulda. And, you know, it's just a list of stuff. And I'm sure you can think of a lot yourself. But the thoughts is the main thing that is destroying our self-confidence. It's the way we think. If we want to change and start to restore our confidence, we have to change the way we think about situations. Because a situation is just a situation. We can choose to be positive about it or we can choose to be negative. It is just is. And then from those choices that we make, it's when we start to see the results happen in our lives. Oh my gosh, this is so powerful. I just trust that you enjoying this today. The next thing, the second thing that is destroying our confidence is the words that we're speaking. We do not pay attention to what comes out of our mouths. Scripture clearly tells us, Proverbs 18:21, words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. We get to choose, and that's the message version for you. We get to choose. Nobody else have to choose that for us. We get to choose the words that come out of our mouth and if they're going to be poison or if they're going to be fruit. And the translation that we know better than anything is death and life are in the power of the tongue. And that is so true. And even when we don't actually verbalize something, somebody could be saying something negative about, girl, I don't see how you're going to do that. You don't have any money. I don't see how you're going to make that happen. You know how you share your vision with people. And all of a sudden they start picking up and having all this negativity around what you're telling them. And they tell you why you can't do it, why you can't be this, or why it's not going to happen. And even though we may not have said it verbally, but we're agreeing and we're co-signing to it, we're like, yeah, I can kind of see it. I hear where you're coming from. I see what you're saying. And you're co-signing. So you still are in agreement with everything that has been negative spoken over you. That's why you don't have any confidence in what God is showing you. When God's trying to show you something, you sitting up there like, oh, I don't know. I don't think I can do that. God is telling you, yeah, greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. God is saying greater is he that is in you. God is telling you he is in you and he is greater than anything outside of you. But no, you can't walk into that because of the fact all the naysayers around you and you done already just started co-signing with them. You started taking agreeing with them. That's what's tearing down your confidence. So every time you get ready to think about something in your mind, here come all the naysayers. So you're thinking about what they've said versus what God is showing you from within. This is why your confidence is being torn down. This is why it's being destroyed because of the words you're speaking. I can't do that. I'm not this. I'm not worthy. I'm this. You know, it's just, and it just flows out of your mouth without you even thinking. And it's not, and you know, that is just a natural state, unfortunately, for many of us, that anything, when it's a choice or a decision or something that have to be made, negativity is the first thing that just flows out of our mouth. Before we start to think, we have to train ourselves to be positive. This comes all the way back from childhood, you know. We have to train ourselves to be positive and to speak life into our situation. We speak death all the time, but we have to learn how to speak life so we can have our confidence in trust what God is showing us and what God is revealing to us and what God is telling us and what God is leading us to do. We have to change the words. We have to start speaking to it as though it is because it is. You have to speak to what God is showing you. You have to speak to how you want your situation to be. You have to speak to how you want that circumstance to be. The third thing is comparing yourself to others. This is something that I did because when, like you'll hear my story over and over, but when I did start out into ministry, I was at an older age and I started out as a youth pastor. I was always wondering why, you know, God would call me at that age. And I shared in another podcast because God showed me and he told me because I asked him, you know, why was I a youth pastor at this age? And he said, because you're a mother of two, your mother of your daughters, and the children that I'm placing you over, you're going to be a mother to them, to the children I'm assigning to you. Okay, I get it, and I got it. However, when I started to just walk out into the ministry, and God was just leading, and God and the Holy Spirit was just, you know, just downloading creativity and just direction on how to minister to these youth, and the department began to grow, and I began to make all these amazing connections. More and more people started to join the church, and they had these titles. They had youth pastor. They'd been to seminaries and, you know, all the accolades and the degrees, and, you know, the list goes on and on. I retreated back. I felt intimidated. I felt insecure. Name it. I felt inadequate because I had none of this. None of this. And what was happening, without me really knowing, I was comparing myself to them. I was comparing myself, oh, you know, wow, I wish I would have done that. And I was one of those who said, God, I should have been further in my life, you know. And I remember even joining a seminary. I remember jumping into school or ministry because everybody had their thing. I said, well, I'm going to get mine too. But even though I did okay, I never finished it because God didn't tell me to do that. I did that because of my insecurity and being intimidated. I did that on my own. And God never led me to that. He never told me I needed to do that. And, you know, I shared in the scripture in the previous podcast, Philippians 2:13, that is, yes, it is God who is working in me. He gives me the desire to do what pleases him. And he gives me the power to do it. I didn't know that scripture at that time. I didn't have that scripture to stand on. But now knowing that scripture, I know I need nothing else but God. All the degrees, the titles, the accolades, and all of that, none of that matters. And it doesn't matter for you as well. So you don't need to compare yourself to anybody else. If God has given you this desire, whatever it is he wants you to do in the kingdom, to impact the kingdom, know that it's God and you walk that out. Let me tell you, here is a scripture though that I had to stand on, and I didn't know about this either until later on. And this scripture comes from Proverbs 29:25. And from the Good News translation, it says, it is dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you. But if you trust the Lord, you are safe. Oh my gosh. Right? I didn't even know that existed. So all this time of being intimidated and being concerned about what everybody else was going to say, about the decisions I made, about the choices I was going to make, you know, what the people in the church is going to say when I start my coaching business, or, you know, what is family going to say? What are my friends going to say? All that other stuff that you may be going through, that you may be dealing with, you may be just kind of struggling with, and it's tearing down your confidence. Scripture tells us it's dangerous to even be concerned with that. And you know what? The more I think about it, when it says, is it dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you? Because the more I think about that, that is such a killer of confidence. I can see it right now. That's why scripture tells us it's dangerous, because if we focus on what people are saying and comparing ourselves to others, it's going to tear us down all the time. You're always going to find something and somebody that you feel is better than you, that is better than you. So I tell you, wow, that's just powerful. So these are the three things that are killing your confidence, destroying your confidence, And I hope these scriptures I share with you is going to help restore and build you back up to what God wants you to be. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.